Paul Perry's always got the knack, Duff, of good at getting a good potential two-year-old, and he's got one today in the $2 million Inglis Millennium. Morning to you, Paul.
Oh, good night, Andrew. Morning,
Rob. Yeah. Pandano's the one. I guess the obvious question is, we've just got a heavy eight. The sun's up, and we've got 6 hours to the first race, Paul. Any instinct on a soft or heavy?
It's been a drought for 6 months, have we? I've got no idea.
I suppose you're going to run and find out, Paul.
Yeah, that's it, Ron. Yeah. Well, there's been no rain forever, so.
Is he a horse that... did you expect to see what you did at his debut there at Newcastle?
Yeah, Ron, he showed something all the way through, you know. Yeah, all the way through.
Okay.
Yeah, it was no surprise.
Okay, and did he surprise you with the speed he showed early in that? I thought he might have got back in that race, but he showed
it. Yeah, I thought that, but he sort of sprung out well and just put himself there straight away.
What do you expect from him
today? He probably should have a lovely run, you'd expect.
Yeah. Do you think he would have improved from that run, Paul?
He had a couple of trials going into it, Ron. You know, he's pretty wound up the other day, but he's sort of done nothing wrong since. He's done everything right. He's done well.
Okay. I suppose we're working with a wet track here today. At least he has that 1,200 lead up under his belt.
Yeah, and look, you know, the way he is, you think he'd have no trouble going further, you know, so that's something his favourite, so.
How's his attitude? Has he got a good attitude, the horse?
Yeah, lovely colt. He is. Really nice horse to work with.
Okay, well, looking forward to seeing him today. If he can do what he did at his first start, he's certainly going to be very, very competitive here today.
Yeah, no, he should have a nice chance, right? I suppose you have to think the other two would sort of handle the race he run in, but you know, you'd only be happy with your own, then really.
And what about the catalogue, Paul? You bought a few up at the Gold Coast. You're going to be here tonight, the next few days.
Yeah, Andrew will. Yeah. There's a lot to look through, eh? You'll be getting home tired in the night, I'd say.
I was going to say, there's 1,000 of them, mate. There's no shortage of them.
No, there's going to be something there.
Yeah, let's hope so. Good on you, Paul. We'll see you here later in the day.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, mate. Paul Perry joining us there. What's your instinct about Pandano?
I think he's very dangerous. I think he's a very dangerous horse to the two favourites, and the markets have adjusted. He's like 15 into 9.
Yeah,
and so I think there's a few betting organisations thinking the same thing. So good race, and I think he's one of the improvers.